Everyone's out here living their best life, and Ari's here, still trying to. Gosh, what am I trying to do? Jeez. Hi guys, welcome back to Is Life Car Talks with your host Ariana Davis featuring Stephen Griffin. I keep wanting to say Griffith, but
why? Why do you want to mispronounce my last name?
It's just, I don't know.
As if just... you don't know. My phone is hot. I keep putting it up against my ear. My phone is hot.
Is it charging?
Yeah, it's charging. It's at 100%. I think I need to unplug.
Hold on. In order to enable listener support for your podcast, you'll first need to remove any music you've added to your episodes for legal reasons. Monetization features can only be used by podcasting that include 30-party music. What? Oh,
what
okay.
Is all of that?
Nothing. Okay. So it is Thursday. Gosh, it's Thursday already. It's Thursday. It's 8:43 p.m. We are not in the car. We're both at our own homes because of this hurricane that is now going.
That never came.
Okay. First of all, it's not supposed to come yet. Anyways, so yes, it's called It's Life Car Talks, but you know, we wanted to still give you guys content, okay? We wanted to still give you guys a podcast, so we are hardworking people who are going to do it from home, okay? Just imagine that we're in my black Honda. And by the way, it's going to be much clearer, so it's good. It's going to be good.
Can I vent about this storm?
Yes. I feel like this is going to turn to an argument, but go ahead.
No, I got something else I want to say too. But this so-called rain, it never came. Not the way that they said it was going to. First, they said it was going to rain all day today and that it was supposed to start last night and nothing happened. Now they're saying that the rain is supposed to start late tonight or tomorrow. And I
it always said late tonight. I just said that it said there was going to be some drizzling. In the morning.
There was no drizzling either.
It did. Like nothing, okay, when I woke up, the ground looked wet. When I woke up at seven.
Due.
So I don't know. Okay, maybe
That's...
it is. Okay, maybe it is. Okay, anyways. It was a category 4. And my thing is that it turned more southwest, so it's going to affect North Carolina even more. So how it was before, they were going to get it bad, but not as bad. But now they're getting it's hitting them directly. So they're getting all of it. We're going to get like the tip of the hurricane. So we're just going to get harsh winds and rain. But before, we were going to get like a lot of flooding. Maybe our water was going to be contaminated for a few weeks and our power was going to be out. But my thing is, like, it's okay that everyone was, you know, going to prepare themselves for it because you don't want to be underprepared. Stephen, you don't want.
No, that's the worst part is that we said, do you know how much water is sitting in my dining room right now?
Okay, but look at this, Stephen. This is the thing. We've had a bad hurricane before we were alive, of course. And then the one after that, I think, was Elizabeth when I was like, I don't know, 5. And then the one after that was Matthew, which was 2 years ago or a year ago, 2 years. But that didn't contaminate the water. The one before we were born did. That one was pretty bad. But the thing is that when meteorologists, they don't know if a hurricane is going to turn. When they were looking at whatever their thing was, it actually was headed towards us. It's just the fact that it turned. They don't know that. because one of their like, oh, we're just going to keep quiet and not say anything, and then it did hit us. So they have to warn us first. And there's nothing wrong with being overprepared, because if it did hit us, then you're prepared. You have water.
No,
You
what we
know,
have is
so.
money that we wasted. That's what we have.
Okay, so what would have happened if it did hit us then, Steven? Okay, so tell me this. Next time when you have your own place and they're just like, oh yeah, a hurricane's coming, and it's not like they didn't read it wrong. They wrote it correct. It's just that it decided to turn. They don't know the future of the hurricane. They didn't know it was going to turn. They're just telling you what it's doing at that moment. That's why they were updating people like by every hour. So my thing is, if you lived by yourself and you heard about this, you're going to be like, "Oh, I bet it's going to turn. You're just not going to go get water." And then what's going to happen?
I just don't want to sit up here and get a whole bunch of stuff for a hurricane that ain't never
Think
going
about
to
it
come.
this way. Think about it this way. You have tons of water now. You can drink it all, and you can be extra healthy.
Speaking of healthy, I did something unspeakable today.
What did you do? 10 hot dogs?
No, I skipped my workout. And I feel absolutely terrible about it. But I had to do it because, well, I woke up this morning and what did I do this morning? I actually did do a little bit of working out this morning. I did a little bit of abs. And when did I leave? I had to leave in the morning to go to work by like 11. So I didn't have a whole lot of time. And I was procrastinating just laying around in bed because I was tired. And when I got to work, I stayed there for a few hours. I got back home, and me and my brother were watching Infinity War. And then my parents, they came home, and all four of us finished watching the movie together. I did not realize how long that movie was until I had to stand, because I was standing, I was doing dishes, and I was standing throughout the entire movie. And when the movie was over, I was like, how long is this movie? Because my legs feel annihilated.
What'd you say?
I said that the movie was so long that my legs, they just were hurting so bad because I was standing throughout the entire movie.
Oh, sorry, you cut out for a second, so I couldn't hear you, but okay.
Yeah, so by the time the movie ended, I didn't even feel like doing a workout. And this is the first time in a long time when I've skipped a full day of working out. And it feels weird because I'm always on that schedule of working out at certain times throughout the day. So tomorrow morning, I'm gonna pick up where I left off. You see, the thing is, if this rain hits tomorrow, I'm not gonna be going to work and I'm not gonna be going down to the gym with the personal trainer guy
Talking about
to shadow
tomorrow?
my, yeah.
No, you're definitely not going to work tomorrow. It's going to start raining tonight.
No, it won't. Stop it.
Yes, it will.
No, I'm it didn't
Midnight,
it,
Steven.
all right. Okay. Missed 4 a.m. and I was
Okay,
awake
I said
and
drizzling.
I didn't see none of that either. No
Whatever.
drizzling, no nothing. Anyway, you tell me about your day.
My day. I didn't do anything. I woke up at 7, ate breakfast, and then how many people lit? Wow. Sorry. Okay.
What?
No, sorry. I was reading how many people listen to our podcast on each platform. Right now, there were 15 people who listened to us on Spotify.
My
I
gosh.
mean, I know that's not like a
That's
thousand or like a million, but I'm just saying 15 people saw it. That's all.
now I've got butterflies in my stomach because people are listening to my voice. Oh my gosh.
It
And
says
we have
8
no
people
idea.
on Anchor listen to us, and then 9 other people on other platforms.
And we have no idea who these people are.
No. So a total of 35.
Oh.
So thank you, listeners. Thank you so much. Well,
Yes.
33, because you got to cut out me and you. who probably listened back, so it counted us. But yes, thank you.
Oh man, I feel all nervous now. You know, these we don't know who these people could be. Not that I don't appreciate the support, but I'm just saying I'm a little nervous now that it's 35 people.
I'm weak.
Which is nothing.
You said what?
Which is it's not a big number, but it's still like I've never to somebody who's never had an audience before.
Yeah.
That's just kind of nerve-wracking. Oh god.
I know, it's like that many people. I don't know if this is like recurring people. I don't know if it's just like one person listens to it and they're like, what the hell is this? And then a second person is like, what the hell is this? But anyways,
like,
okay.
What if it's people in our inner circle, like people we know personally?
Probably not, because I haven't really told them I have a podcast. Which I should, but some of them I haven't, because I'm like, ooh, I probably talked about them. but no, I probably should. Definitely. It's so funny, so I'm just going to be brief over this, about the podcast. Right now I'm looking at like the stats. The episode that got the highest listen was episode 2, the one that says depression, anxiety, and career changes. And then it was looking for a sugar daddy was the second one. The third one is the first one, Tinder, Sex, Alcohol, Laws of Attraction. Maybe it's the title, because the one that has the smallest is Steven is stealing from his company. However, we just uploaded that, so I don't know.
You, these titles, man, you need to
reel them in.
No, because you got people thinking that I'm a thief now, and I'm not.
That's basically what you're doing.
Oh, okay. We're not going.
Yeah, we're not going over this. This is old news. Go look at that podcast. But anyways, so as far as today, okay, first of all, last night I couldn't go to sleep because I was like, okay, I'm gonna get on the bike, but I didn't want to do 45 minutes, but I was gonna do the 10-minute ride, which is like the 10-minute ride is they make it harder than the 45-minute because you don't get breaks. And so they make your resistance really hard and your speed really fast since it's just 10 minutes. So it's a harder workout. But I didn't feel like being on the thing for like 45 minutes. So I took my energy pill because I was like falling asleep. And then I got on the bike, did 10 minutes, and then I ate. And then I guess since it has a lot of caffeine, like I just couldn't go to sleep. So I ended up watching Netflix. Almost, it's probably like 4 a.m. or almost 4 a.m. No, because I fell asleep before. It was almost 4 a.m. And then I was like, okay, I'll go to bed. Went to bed. I kept waking up at night. And then I was like, okay, I got to get up at 7 because I told my dad, I was like, we should have breakfast together. And he's like, okay. So I was actually able to wake up at 7 a.m. because I just wasn't tired. Got up. Cooked breakfast, watched Fresh Prince, and then it's like all that sleep, like it caught up. I just like, bro, I took like 3 naps today. I was so tired. I fell asleep on the couch. No, I'm sorry. I fell asleep in my dad's office, and then I went into the living room to watch Fresh Prince. I fell asleep on the couch, and then I went upstairs. So like, I was like, all right, let me go take a shower. And I'm upstairs. And then I was like, let me just lay on my bed real quick. I fell asleep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I wish I could do that, because I didn't do anything at work. It was a waste of freaking time. Went all the way up there for nothing. It actually did start raining, like, really, really hard, but it was really, really
Brief. My dad thought it was actually starting early. He was like, oh, it's starting early. And I was like, that's when I had my third nap, when I was like waking up. And then I was like, oh dang it, I meant to wash my clothes, because my dad was like, even though the storm has turned, he was like, you might want to make sure all your clothes are washed, because just in case, I guess he was saying the small chance of anything we don't have water or something. He was just like, you want all your clothes to be washed or whatever. So I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I heard my mom talking on the phone today. She was saying to whoever she was talking to that if we were in the evacuation zone, that we were going to be going up to Philadelphia to be with our family. And I was like, why would we go all the way up there?
Because that's not where it's hitting.
I know, but we don't have to go all the way up to Pennsylvania.
Well, because they're probably trying to save money. Maybe they don't want to. Well, I guess that's travel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You might as well put it towards a hotel.
I mean, we can just go to like, because the storm is supposed to, like, its farthest reaches are going up to like Washington, D.C., I think. I think that's as far up as it's going to reach.
Yeah, but honestly, too, if you're like, if it's like zone C has to evacuate, but another zone doesn't, you can just go to another zone, honestly. That's not evacuating. But like, so like, someone at my job is zone A and they were evacuated because I was talking about it and I was like, why are you here? Did you evacuate? And she was like, no, because she lives in a mobile home. And, she's like, no, I didn't. And she's like, I'm not leaving. And she's like, they tried to make us evacuate last time. I guess she was talking about Elizabeth. That was when I was like, I don't know how old, like 5. And she was like, the police department or the not police department, the fire station or whatever, fire department actually knocked on her door and they were like, y'all need to get out now. But because their house, a mobile home, you know, it's not really on like much foundation and it's not a strong house, so it's just gonna blow over or flood easily. But I mean, they should be fine now. I realized that we actually didn't need to close the store today, but I think they're also doing that so people can prepare. But you know, I know some places, like, they don't want to be, what do you want to call it, responsible if they keep the store open. And then some people feel obligated to come into work because they can't have like one more like call out or something like that. And if anything were to happen to them on their way to work, they'd be probably held responsible.
Okay,
I don't know.
But see, like,
so I think that's why they just went ahead and closed it.
But some of these schools.
Huh?
Some of these schools have set up there and closed like 2 days ago.
Yes,
when there was nothing.
TCC closed Tuesday, starting Tuesday. But I realized that my brother was saying it's probably because some people, like Zone A, had to evacuate, so they were losing a lot of students already. And you know, TCC, when we have flooding, I mean, TCC is so quick to close because it floods like crazy. Just from a little bit of rain, I remember one time I couldn't even get to my class. I couldn't walk to my class. Because just the campus was just flooded. And I was like, I'm like, I have to walk through this water. I was like, are you serious?
Well,
I didn't think I went
see,
to class, but.
For me, like, when TCC closes, that means that I can't ride the bus. Because the buses, they go over there and there's a bus stop over there. So that's messing me up. I don't know exactly what TCC is doing, but I know that when they close down, then that messes up my bus schedule.
Okay. Man, I can be honest, though. I do miss TCC. And I think it's just like, I'm thinking about how I was on campus a lot more. I mean, you hung out on campus a lot more. And I kind of just miss the whole, like, you know, now I'm so busy. But what I'm saying is, like, now all I do is go to work and I come home and then, you know, you and me will go to the gym or something. But I don't really, and you know, I'll talk to people at work, but other than that, I don't really connect with other people. And it's not like I made a lot of friends at TCC anyways, because since it's just it's not like a university, people are just trying to get in and get out. But I think it's just still like some form of connecting. I miss going into class. And sitting down with, like, I don't know. It just added like more stories to my life. Like, yo, this dude in class, like, what, you know what I mean? And then I just like the whole campus though. Like, I just like when it's warm outside, I like walking to the library and stuff. I just miss that. I mean, I can still do that now. Just walk around quick campus and not even be a student. But
I mean, the thing about it is that, like, when we were coming up in regular grade school, that was our life. We were always around people. And then you go into college and it's not exactly the same anymore. It's a whole different dynamic. And when you come out of college, it takes you a little while to get used to not being around that many people. Because if you're not in college, then the only people that you're going to be around is whoever's in your inner circle.
Yeah, that's true. And
That's the only
then
people
it
you're going to
get,
be communicating with.
yeah, and then it's harder to make the kind of friends that you make in high school or in college. It's harder for your workplace because a lot of people are already like married and stuff, and they're already so busy. And it's like it takes longer to build that friendship bond where you're like hanging out all the time. It's just probably just simple stuff like, hey, you want to go see a movie in like 3 weeks? Oh, yeah. Or you're like, it's like really hard to like plan stuff. I don't know. It's just, don't know. Because also too,
What I
like you
was
think
thinking.
about work, people, I mean, we talk and stuff, but half the time you're not having full blown conversations because you're working. And I don't know about your job, but I mean, we do sometimes too at my job, but that's just because I've known these people for 3 years. So, you know, that relationship has been developed over, you know, a long period of time. But versus, you know, new people come in, it's kind of hard to like start talking for a while unless you're both on break. 'Cause when you're out on the floor, you're with customers, unless it's like a really, really slow day.
Well, what I was thinking about the other day, and this, you're gonna think that this is really, really stupid, but I want you and me to have arguments. Like,
What?
no, listen. I can't even remember, like, how exactly this came into my head, but I was like, me and Ariana, we never legitimately fight about.
We do argue all the time. We're always at odds. What are you talking about? Are you talking about
No.
like angry, like I'm mad at you argument? Like don't talk to me argument?
Yeah. Yes.
We've
Do we
already been
need.
there with your little, I don't want to be, I don't think we should be friends anymore.
That was a long time ago, and I was fucking like young. I'm talking about, like, 'cause you know how, like, these best friend relationships out here, they
My
argue all the time, and like they're legit pissed at each other. And then they come back and they
What?
forget and they move on. And I just feel like
You think it
sometimes,
strengthens the relationships even?
yes.
What is wrong with you?
Yes, you and me
What more do
sometimes.
you want? Our relationship is strong. Why do you want us to argue? What is wrong with you?
Sometimes I just feel like we're too perfect. I'm just gonna
Oh
say
my God.
it. You know it too. You and me, you know, because when we argue over small stuff that doesn't matter. We argue over anime and
Not
Spider-Man.
anime, because I don't talk about anime.
Oh, yes, you do.
No,
Oh
I
God, oh
don't.
God, oh
Oh
my.
my goodness. When was the last time?
But I talked to you.
No.
Yes, it was.
Anyways, you're not gonna, you irritate me a lot, but you're not gonna make me angry to where I'm just like legit mad. You'd have to do something disrespectful and don't go there. Like, seriously, don't do that just to have your little at dream, I don't know. I just
This is strengthening the relationship, okay?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a test, all
No,
right?
it's
It's
not.
test. Like, you know how God
No, because you know what I
repeatedly
think
tests.
about when I compare you to my other friends? I'm like, wow, me and Steven, you know, we may have little arguments and stuff, but it's not, we don't disrespect each other. I'm like, that's what I like. We actually care. You know, we don't disrespect each other and all that stuff. Like, that's what I like about our relationship. And you are trying to change that.
It's not that I'm trying to change it for the better,
Yes, you
for the
are.
better, for the better.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Okay, fine.
All right, then I'm gonna treat you just like I did Missy over here. I'm gonna stop talking to you for a long time, and I'm gonna cut you off too. I'm gonna cut out negative vibes because I ain't dealing with negative people.
Oh, no. Just forget it. We'll stay the way we are. We'll stay the way
Because
we
I'll
are.
do it.
We will stay the way that we
You
are.
know I will.
Okay. You win. Jesus Christ. I talked to Jesus, what is her name? Alicia. Yeah, I talked to her yesterday or whatever. See, the thing about me and her is that we never been able to like really carry on a conversation for a long time. Like, we do the small talk thing. How are you? You know, how's school and all this other stuff, but we never really get into it the way that you and me do. So when she told you that she thought that I was mad at her because me and her hadn't talked in a while, it really threw me off because I was like, all right, when we do talk, we don't really get into it that much. So I don't know. But when I was talking to her the other day, I was telling her about the personal training stuff and I pulled back and I stopped talking about it. I just dropped it because what I realized was I may have been making her like a little jealous from the standpoint of she's still trying to figure herself out and I'm already going down a solid path and I don't want to keep on. I don't want to make it seem like I'm throwing my stuff in her face like, oh yeah, I'm going to be embarking on this new career journey, and she still doesn't know what it is that she wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think she's much of a jealous type, so I don't think that's gonna do anything. I mean, I was telling her about my plans, so I don't think.
Well, the only reason why I assumed that she would kind of be the jealous type is because even though me and her have known each other for the past like 3, 4, 5, 6 years or whatever, we still don't know a whole lot about each other. There's still a lot that I don't know about her, and there's still a lot that she doesn't know about me. We still don't really have like a super tight history, so all I can do is make assumptions about her personality. But we're not like, I'm not mad at her or anything like that. I don't see any need to like constantly talk to her. And the same thing goes for, that's what I wanted to tell you. So you remember Hannah? Well, I have decided, whoa, before I get to that, quick sidebar. There is this girl at my job. She doesn't work there. She just shows up there to practice. She is hella cute. She comes there in the cutest little skirt. She's got this, because she's got that long, like, she's a brunette, and she's got that long, wavy hair that she puts in a ponytail. And she has this killer smile. And she came up to me and she was asking for some help on something. And I kind of did that thing that guys do in cartoons where they like freeze and they start just like zoning out and their eyes start bugging out of their head and they turn into a wolf or whatever.
What?
You ever seen a Looney Tunes cartoon where like a guy character will see a female character and they'll like their head will turn into a wolf?
I guess.
Anyway, You've never seen that? Anyway, I started bugging out over her, and I had to calm myself down because the thing about it is that all girls these days, it seems like they all have boyfriends. Even if you think that they're single, they're not. So I didn't make any advances towards her. But anyway, back to Hannah. I am not talking to her anymore. Because we don't have anything to talk about. I've tried to maintain this friendship. It
I've tried.
it's dead. Okay, like I really have tried. She talked to me, or no, I texted her. This was a while ago, and she never responded. And then I texted her again when I told her that I was quitting golf. And she responded that time, which that surprised me because I was like, all right, why didn't you respond the other time? And she told me that she wants me to keep her informed about what I'm doing with my life going forward. And she really sounded like she cared. So when I started doing the personal training stuff, I texted her and I let her know everything that was going on, and she never responded. And since I've texted her that message, I've seen her post up on Instagram like two or three times, and I'm just like, I'm not hurt and I'm not offended due to the fact that me and her were never super close. Like, if I did this with you, if I texted you stuff and I saw that you never responded, but you were all over social media, I'd be pissed off at that because you and me are close. But with Hannah, I just never formed that bridge with her the way that I thought we were going to. So, and I'm not going to block her or delete her number. I'm just not going to worry about trying to talk to her. If she decides that she wants to text me, then that'll be her decision because our birthdays are on the same day. So, and she's always been pretty good with texting me on my birthday and on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, because those are like big, big days of the year. But I get aggravated with people like that who text me on those big days of the year, like, oh, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that you're in my life. Okay, well, if you're so thankful, how come I never hear from you the other 364 days of the year? Like, but yeah, I only
I
have.
mean, I don't drop her as a friend though. I mean, just some friendships are not as strong as others. Some are just like, you just have like those level one friends if you had to rate them,
I get what you're saying. This is not a video game, Ariana. This is
don't know
real
how
life.
else to describe it.
Get out of your little gamer world and get over into the real world. But no, I feel like if I don't have anything to really talk to you about outside of small talk, then there's no reason in me trying to keep this relationship alive at all.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I actually like about me and my, not my recent ex, but the one before him, the one from high school. It's like, even after we had broke up, it's like we can still be like cool. And I like the level of respect we have for each other, even though things didn't work out. Like he had hurt me or whatever, but it's like, when that blows over, it's kind of like, he's still a great guy. And when I had uploaded my thing for YouTube on my Instagram, to let people know to follow me and stuff, it's like he always still like reports supports me. Like I feel like he just has that like that friendship love for me still. Like, he liked my post or whatever, whatever. It's just like it's still we're still cordial. We're still like bygones, you know what I mean? Versus
I get that.
my last one like fell off the face of the earth and like I like I don't even exist.
Yeah.
But no.
Because that's how well, me and Rudy, we had our friendship before we started dating. But
yeah. Maybe that's why. Yeah, me and Cole were friends for years. Maybe, I mean, not for years before we dated, but we were friends and stuff. This is like, oh, I said his name. Oh, well. We were friends. I think this is like 2013. We were friends in September, and then we dated in December, and then we broke up in January. And then we weren't like, we talked a little bit after that in high school. And then after that, I guess it like hurt me because I was like, I don't want to be this dude's friend and I like him. And then we didn't talk at all. And then we graduated, and then we were like friends, like, you know, after high school, we were friends and stuff, like on and off, kind of. Not saying on and off friends, but I'm like, as far as communication, because like he eventually dated someone else. So, you know, he didn't like message me or anything, which is understandable, I guess, because I don't think, if I date a guy, I don't think he wants me messaging my ex. I don't know. I guess it all depends.
Yeah.
If you like still have feelings for that person or not. I don't know. I have no clue, but. I don't know.
Well,
I was telling my mom, I was like, you know, my ex from a few months ago, I felt bad because his parents live in North Carolina. I forgot which part. So I was just like, oh my gosh. And like, I'm pretty sure if it's really bad, they'll have to evacuate. But it's just like the thought that like, what's going to happen if his home's like destroyed, you know? I know he's going through a lot too. And my mom was like, why don't you text him, see how things are going? I was like, Mom, what the? No.
See, that right there, that is the biggest difference between you and me. The fact that you care about his parents and all of this other stuff with the...
Yeah, I've been like praying for this dude like every night as far as like his parents and his family.
Wait, what? You've been doing what every night?
There's nothing wrong with praying for someone to make sure they're safe and their family is safe. He is not the spawn of Satan. And even if he was my enemy, didn't God say pray for your enemy? For your enemies too. So if he even was, there's nothing wrong.
But forget all of that. Remember what happened.
I know what happened, but it doesn't make him a bad person.
Oh my!
If someone
gosh.
Doesn't like you, Steven, I told you this no, every single time. If someone no. doesn't like you anymore, they don't like you. What do you expect their heart to do? Like, what do you expect them to do if they don't like you anymore? Like this... what? Like honestly, what did I expect him to do? Unless he lied about the reason why, what do I expect him to do?
This is the biggest difference between you and me. You have a heart of gold, and on the one hand, I
no, I'm just I'm a mature adult. I know how to get over things and realize that just because things didn't work out, it doesn't automatically make him a bad person. Jeez Louise. So of course I can't like, oh, he broke up with me, all of a sudden I don't care. No, I mean, I'm gonna still care. Of course I still care. And like I said, he wasn't only my boyfriend, he was my friend, and I care for him. Of course I care for my friends or past friends, whatever you want to call it. But
I cannot relate to your mindset at all,
because you're not on my level of maturity.
Whoa. What do you...
I guess it'll be different. Look, it'll be different if, like, he cheated on me and then he, like, beat me up every now and then. He was an abusive boyfriend. And then it's kind of just like, really? That would take a lot of heart to, like, care. But no, he didn't. No. He's not a bad person. He's just a young person.
I got
a person who wants to have fun out in the world, and you know, that's okay. I'm not at that point in my life. Let me shut up. I don't know what his mindset was. That's just me assuming, but
I gotta teach you to be mean.
That's not mean. I'm not gonna hold unnecessary hate in my heart.
It's not about holding hate. It's about you. It's about you realizing that when somebody does you dirty, you don't be nice
So
to.
I'm supposed to, I'm not contacting him, so that's not, I'm not doing that.
But you
So,
prayed for him.
and
And why would you do that after
why,
what you?
okay, why would I want hell to come his way?
It's not that you're not supposed to care.
Why am I not supposed to care, Stephen?
Because he did you dirty the way that he
He
did.
did nothing wrong. What was he supposed to do?
He was supposed to
Yeah,
find
it's okay. Yeah, it sucks. Of course, I was angry. Of course.
exactly, and
But
you hold that.
I don't hold it. If anything, I'm mad at myself. So, if anything,
You have a lot to learn.
no, I have a lot to learn. You have a lot to learn.
What do you mean, me? What do I
You're
have
trying
to
to
learn?
start this little arguing. I know you are. You're
Yeah,
trying to. You're not gonna get there. You're not. You're just gonna irritate me. It's not gonna make me. You're not. You think you're slick?
no.
No.
Why did you stop it? You just had to keep going.
Because I knew
Jesus.
what you were doing.
Man, I was
I'm not
close.
trying to sit on this conversation. I was supposed to say it and keep on moving.
Oh, you ruined everything. I was this close. And we would have had it. I was.
Would not have. It was not.
Yes.
No, it would have just made me irritated. That's all it would have done. And I would have just said, you know what? We're done with this conversation. We're gonna change the subject.
God.
That goes to
Fine.
show that you actually agree with me caring and being a mature adult and, you know,
No,
being
no.
showing God, showing, letting Jesus shine through me.
Okay,
Amen. Anyways.
okay, fine. Let me change the subject. On to celebrity news. Did
Oh my
you,
gosh.
yes, did you hear about the little thing between Eminem and MGK?
I know about the rap. I listened to it by MGK. I don't know about the whole thing. What are they going back and forth? Like rap battle, like freestyle, talking about each other, who rap better, blah, 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 blah,
Oh, okay,
blah.
first of
Dissing
all,
each other.
you're saying this in a very mocking tone right now. You will not mock Eminem.
Because I could care less
You mean you could?
about
This
this
is Eminem.
juvenile.
What do you mean juvenile? Whoa. So you think that when rappers enter into battles, that it's juvenile?
No, it's entertaining. That's what it is.
This is
It's all entertainment.
war. It's called a battle for a reason. Okay. Anyway, I
Entertaining
did.
rap battle.
It's not. MGK, he tweeted about Eminem's daughter back in 2012. This was back
Yes.
when Eminem's daughter was like 16 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Eminem didn't know about it because he was just doing everything with his music. I think he was putting together an album at that time. A year later, he saw what MGK had said and he got pissed off and he pulled some strings and he got MGK banned from a radio station. This was back in like 2013, I think. For the next few years, MGK was just constantly throwing shots at Eminem in different songs. Recently, Tech Nine,
Jeez.
Tech Nine put out an album this year, and MGK featured on it. And he was throwing shots at Eminem on Tech Nine's album. So Eminem, he dropped the album that he just dropped like a week and a half ago, and he had threw shots back at MGK. And MGK came out with another diss track, and he put it out on Eminem. And then Eminem has been putting out these interviews, and he's been talking about MGK. So everybody, I mean, both of them, they're going back and forth, back and forth. But the thing that Eminem hasn't done is that MGK, he put out Rap Devil, which was the song. But Eminem, he hasn't put out an official like diss track, because the thing that Eminem doesn't want to do is he doesn't want to give MGK more attention and wind up making him bigger. Because the thing about Eminem is that he's so big that if he says your name, that's like attaching your name to his name, because he spoke your name and now you're.
Really?
What the. You dropped the sarcasm. And he
What?
does.
No, I'm really into this, yeah.
So Eminem, he was like, yeah, I gotta respond to you, but if I respond to you, then that's gonna make you bigger. And I don't wanna do that. I don't wanna wind up helping your career, because when MGK put out the Rap Devil song last week, it got like a. It was a number one song on like iTunes or something like that or whatever. So MGK is getting some more, and I don't know anything about his career, but I know that he's getting a higher level of success or a high level of attention just based off of this little back and forth with Eminem. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I could really care less about Eminem. Recently, like, I'm not a kid anymore. When I was younger, I used to be obsessed with Eminem, but after I found out about
So are
Tech
you no
N9ne,
longer obsessed with superheroes?
what? Where did that come from? Where did.
You said, because you said I'm no longer a kid anymore. I'm not obsessed with Eminem anymore.
Yes, with Eminem. I just watched Avengers today. You just don't want me.
I watched The Breakfast Club last night. For all of you guys listening to this podcast, y'all know what that is. Thank you.
The radio show.
No, it's a famous movie. It's an old movie. You wouldn't know about it.
What famous movie? It's not a
It's an old
famous
movie from the 80s, I believe.
movie. I've never heard of a movie called
Of
Breakfast
course, because it's
Club.
not a superhero.
No, it's probably because it's not a big movie that a whole lot of people know about.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I've never
Yes, it
heard of
is.
this.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
Yes, it is.
just because you know about it doesn't
Yes, it
mean,
is.
just because you know about
Yes, it
it doesn't
is.
mean that a whole lot of people know
Yes,
about
it
it.
is.
No,
Yes, it is.
probably not even that good of a
Yes, it
movie.
is.
No, it's
Because what's
not.
her name? Molly Wing Ringwald plays in it.
I
You
don't
don't
know
even
who
know who
that
that
is.
is.
You don't
See?
know
See?
who knows who that is?
See? Yeah,
Who knows?
everyone listening knows who it is, unless they're like 12.
You're
Look
making
at
this
you.
stuff up.
No, I'm
You
not.
know, because you did the same thing with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, trying to make it seem like everybody was
Oh
obsessed
my
with that movie.
goodness. Just, you know what?
These movies that you watch are not big. They are big to you and to a few other people out
I'm
here.
not even, you know, I'm not even gonna sit here and no, I am not even gonna sit here and try to argue with you.
Stop
I'm just gonna
doing
let you
that.
know, I'm gonna let you stand right there and just look stupid.
No, God.
No, I'm not even gonna fight it. We're
No,
just gonna keep it moving.
stop backing out. Jesus,
No.
you keep messing this up every time that I'm trying to get it the ball rolling.
Nah. Nah, you're gonna keep it moving. Oh my goodness, her hair is so pretty right there.
Who?
I need to find myself another 80s movie to watch, but I feel like I watch them all on the ones that are on Netflix.
Black Panther's on
Wow, if I could
Netflix.
have my hair cut like that and it was like that texture, yeah, No one could tell me nothing.
Black Panther's on Netflix.
Oh, that's not 80s, and no thank you. But anyways.
You said that you were going to watch Black Panther with me, and you never did.
Yeah, because I was supposed to watch it with someone else, which didn't work out. So.
Oh, so I'm not important, is what you're saying.
You are. I said I was. I can't watch with that person anymore. It's old news. Anyway, so we are at 51 minutes. I don't think these people want to get to an hour, which they're like at 8 more minutes. They will be. So, yeah. We're going to end this, guys. As I go and, oh gosh, I'm probably going to get on the bike. But anyways, thank you guys for just the few people that are listening to us and newcomers as well. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I know sometimes you guys are like, what the heck? But hey, thank you for sticking with us. Mm-hmm. You know, as our podcast improves and grows, we will grow. And we'll grow with you.
We will.
I thought I could end this like in a really nice way, but I'm just making it more weird.
we will get fired up in future podcasts. And we will rub feathers.
No. Anyways. Yeah. Oh. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm just gonna start agreeing with you. Yes. Anyways, we will see you guys. We'll see you guys next week. I don't know. Maybe we won't be going to the gym. Maybe we'll be going somewhere else. Instead of the gym every time. I mean, we are going to the gym next week, of course. But anyways, so we will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. Stay strong.
Will not rain.
Yo, I can't even do my exit.
Oh.
I'm gonna hit you.
Just fight with me, Jesus.
Peace, love, hair grease, and love you long time. And since Steven, you're on the other side, good night, good day, survive the hurricane and the rain.
The hurricane.
Bye.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.